USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are unveiling a new sweeping police reform package seeking to quickly respond to the outrage that swept across the country in response to George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Democrat from California Karen Bass says the reforms are needed.
I am certain that police officers want to make sure they are trained in the best practices in policing. A profession where you have the power to kill should be a profession that requires highly trained officers who are accountable to the public.
A public viewing for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It comes ahead of a private memorial service that will take place on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to meet with Floyd's family today, and a judge sets bail at $1 million for the former Minneapolis police officer charged with second-degree murder in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.